Newsbreak. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Britain has begun its efforts to retake the Falkland Islands, but the war is far away for three British journalists in an Argentine jail. For them, home is closer than battle. The story in a minute.
Hey, everybody! How can you top an Armor hot dog? Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. What do kids put on Armor hot dogs?
Sir, will you please put down that magazine and fasten your seatbelt?
Oh, I just love this BC comic character.
Sure,
this Pitney Bowes copier ad.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
Pitney
so
Bowes sold
funny.
Copiers.
Oh, the word is out. Pitney Bowes sells and services a full line of copiers, from the small to the large, like the Pitney Bowes 9600, the desktop copier that fits anywhere and does almost everything.
Oh, it says for a free demonstration, call Pitney Bowes. They're in the phone book. Sir, please fasten your copier.
My copier?
Mm-hmm.
You said copier.
I did say copier. You know I.
Pitney Bowes, the copiers you've been reading about.
The war in the South Atlantic is heating up, but three British journalists are still cooling their heels in an Argentine prison, denied bail and waiting trial on spy charges. But it's a strange incarceration. Despite the war, despite their enemy status, there are lots of creature comforts for them. Margaret Mather, wife of jailed correspondent Ian Mather of The Observer, likes the phone calls.
There was about a 10-day period when we weren't able to phone them at all. And I managed to call last Thursday when he was seeming to be a little bit low. But this week, and I've just spoken to him now, he's very, very cheery and obviously in high spirits.
The transatlantic conversations tend to be chatty and casual.
We've got some English books now, and we've got some plays by Shaw. So, two of us are reading plays by Shaw, playing all the different parts, you know, sitting on a bed in our cell, reading Arms and the Man and Man of Destiny and so on.
Yes.
And we've also got some plays by Sophocles that we're going to... read next.
When they get tired of reading, Ian Mather says, there are games for amusement.
We've also got a computer chess set, which an English woman who lives here has lent to us. And we've got packs of cards, and we seem to play innumerable games of patience.
And what about the cramped conditions? Are you still as cramped as you were?
Well, we've chosen to be cramped in a way. We were offered at one stage the choice of separate cells, but we really do prefer to be together. So we have three beds in one small cell. There's enough room to move around. We are warm enough. The prison heating is okay.
And Margaret Mather gets some husbandly reassurance that other prison conditions are all right.
The blankets are clean. There's a reasonable washroom.
You're still getting two meals a day?
That's right, yes. Mm. Yes, we get lunch and dinner. There's no breakfast.
Mather says they were scared at first, but then began to realize there's an international effort to win their release.
Sometime we were cut off because of the difficulties of communications, and we didn't know what was going on. And then suddenly, you started getting through, and we suddenly realized that, you know, that's an enormous amount of work that was being done for us. I mean, not only by families, but at a very, very high level at the United Nations and so on. It's absolutely staggering.
Mostly, though, the routine is as familiar as it's always been to prisoners of war.
It's all rather boring, but we are being treated very well by the prison staff here, and we're confident that they're a very well-disciplined force, and that no matter how bad the situation gets, we've been assured that they will be totally responsible for our security.
A cell of calm amid a sea of chaos in the Falklands crisis. Now this.
Lots of friends are dropping by, summer fun's in store. With picnic time and camping time, it's country time for sure. Before you all get thirsty, here's a tip that should be made. Get a drink that tastes like good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country time!
Down to your store for plenty of Country Time lemonade flavored drink. Look for the Country Time coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Tastes like good old-fashioned lemonade.
Newsbreak, Friday, May 21st, 1982. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
CBS News, this is Richard C. Hautelet. Continuing action reported from the Falkland Islands with Argentina fighting British landing parties. The Defense Ministry in London says British ground forces attacked fuel and ammunition dumps on the Falklands today. Warships shelled targets in Port Stanley and other areas of East Falkland, while Harrier jet fighters attacked the main base on West Falkland. Unofficial sources, however, carry the story further, as Tom Fenton reports.
British defense correspondents are reporting that more and permanent landings are expected before nightfall. They also report that a key role in the operations has been played by men of the Special Boat Section, the Navy's elite and super-secret commandos. The SBS men apparently paved the way for the landings. They've probably been on the Falklands for some time, carrying out beach reconnaissance, picking out landing spots, and discovering Argentine observation posts. There's still very few details available about the raids, which began early today and took place in a number of locations. Tom Fenton, CBS News, London.
U.S. intelligence sources in Washington say the British have landed about 1,000 men, with their primary objective apparently to secure base areas for further ground and air operations. Argentina admits the landings and says it is effectively fighting back. Charles Gomez reports from Buenos Aires.
Argentina now says its Air Force and Navy jet fighters attacked the British ships in the Strait of San Carlos this morning. The official government communique gave no details on how many Argentine planes were involved or if the attacks are continuing, only that the results of the first attack are being evaluated. Telam, the official government news agency, reported that the Argentine planes had trouble firing their missiles at the British ships because of rugged terrain surrounding the narrow strait. But Telam also said the British were having trouble firing their anti-aircraft missiles at the Argentine fighters. The official news agency also reported that two British aircraft carriers, Hermes and Invincible, were sighted 100 miles off the Falklands. Charles Krause, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
At UN headquarters in New York, members of the Security Council are in consultation behind closed doors on what to do next. Secretary General Pérez de Cuellar last night announced the end of his efforts to secure a ceasefire and bring Britain and Argentina to the negotiating table. He's expected to report to the Council and urge that any chances of diplomatic action be explored. Argentina's foreign minister is expected in New York tomorrow morning to address the Security Council in open session. Now this.
Somewhere in your house, you've got something that means the most to you.
With Duro adhesives and quick and easy applicators, you can repair the things you value with no mess or waste. You put what you want where you want it, even hard-to-reach places. Duro quick and easy applicators from Loctite, makers of Permatex, Loctite, and Duro Fix-It products.
Duro, all the experience you need.
I need something more than a compact copier.
Now, there's a compact copier of a different sort.
Something fast.
The Canon NP210 with 21 letter size copies a minute.
Copies large.
Up to ledger size on a fixed copy board.
And to have a sorter, to be too big.
The Canon NP210 is compact even with optional mini sorter. Micronics makes it simple. See the Canon NP210 in the flesh, in the metal, at your Canon dealer.
See the yellow pages for your authorized Canon NP210 dealer.
Marked improvement over the past year is how Janet Norwood of the Labor Department today described this country's inflation problem. A report out this morning says consumer prices rose slowly in April at an annual rate of 3%. Higher prices for food and housing accounted for much of the increase, offsetting lower gasoline prices. Both the House and Senate are now debating 1983 budget plans. Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker expressed the hope that his chamber will finish up by day's end. The House began its floor debate this morning with three major proposals in the hopper, one drafted by House Budget Committee Democrats, a second by House Republican leaders, a third by moderates of both parties. Action there could drag through next week.